Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, October the 30th, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, you have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing to lay down the foundation for the upcoming series, How to Connect with God Spiritually and Consciously with Your Corporate Purpose. Now, there's a lot of subtitles that goes along with this message. Today we are focusing on one of those subtitles. And the subtitle, or the title for today's message, is How We Have Been Given Illustrations. We don't have all. We have an illustration of the truth. We have a parable. So we have to decode the code. And so today's message, my brothers and sisters, comes from the Bible. Out of all the places, the Bible itself tells us that this is a code. It tells us specifically that Jesus only spoke in parables. He didn't speak clearly. John 16:29, we're going to read 25, but 29 said, then Jesus' disciples said, now you are speaking clearly without figures of speech. So Jesus always taught in parables. This is what blows my cookies is when I talk to people and they take certain things and without taking what Jesus says. So to decipher or discern scripture, you never use anything but scripture. In other words, the scriptures of the Bible could actually break down scriptures. So you can use one scripture to help you understand another. That is really how you should read the Bible, because that will help you understand. Now, we've done the show 10 things that prohibit you from connecting with God. And we talked about those 10 things, and one of those 10 things that we mentioned that we talked about is language. And so language uses your current belief system and man-made religion, not the real religion, but man-made religion to keep you off track, to get you off course. So during this series, again, hopefully everyone has already registered for the series, please go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation, make the $100 donation, so that way you can take part in the series, The Metaphysics of Immortality. So we're going to talk about the physics called prototikos, or the being the firstborn. And we're going to break down how you can connect with God, because God, through Jesus, defeated death. We're going to talk about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, about the second coming of Christ, because most people don't understand that, the second coming of Christ in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. This ties into the law of thermodynamics. Remember in physics, when it says energy is never created or destroyed, it is only changes. Energy is entity. Entity is emotions. Emotions cannot be created or destroyed. They can only change form. And so when we understand what that means, then we start to wrap our brain around the concept of understanding what the Bible says. Now, the Bible says in John chapter 16, this is a very, very important scripture. John 16:25, we'll start with 24. John 16:24 says, until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be full. Notice it says, why you're asking, so your joy can be full. Verse 25, these things I have spoken to you figuratively, or these things I have spoken in a figurative language. An hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but will tell you plainly of the Father. Verse 26, in that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will request of the Father on your behalf. Now, let me read John 16:25 in the New Living Translation, because this is one of the most important scriptures in all of the Bible. Because if you understand this, when you tune in to the series that starts, everything will make sense, because the Bible is a parable. It's figurative. That's what the Bible says. And so John 25, again, in the New Living Translation says this way, I have spoken of these matters in figures of speech, but soon I will stop speaking figuratively, and I will tell you plainly all about the Father. So what we have is figurative language. Let's read it in the New Berean Literal Bible. It says, I have spoken these things to you in illustrations. A time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in illustrations, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. Now, I try to teach didactically. That means there's a systematic method to my teaching. And the first thing is the devil hides in the details. And so the cosmological, the enemy knows that most of us do not have the time nor the desire. Very important. The time or the desire. Now, is anybody called to do what I do? Absolutely not. But you are called to do what God has called you to do. So you should take your calling seriously. What does that mean? That means you have a purpose. I am talking about the purpose of corporate, global, universal. Dear Kadia, what is it? Eternal life. And so how do we attain this eternal life? Well, the Bible says that Jesus put it in the Bible figuratively. So the first thing that we've got to understand is, what does the word figurative mean? When we say figurative. So when we say figurative, we talk about a something that is evolving. So it means metaphorically. Metaphorically. So when we talk about metaphorically, hang on 1 second. Okay, sorry about that. I am back. So we talk, it means metaphorically. So the word figurative means metaphorically. So when we're looking at, again, the Bible is a metaphorical book. It means represented by figure, a drawing, a emblem, a likeness. So we're talking about something that is metaphorical, figurative. And so Jesus says, I taught metaphorically, I'm not going to do that no more. There's going to come a day where I'm not going to talk about the Father figuratively or allegorically or symbolically or metaphorically. So he's going to talk plainly. That day is now. And so now, we are no longer talking about illustrations. We are looking at an hour, and that hour is now. Now, that New English Version says it this way. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. So there are certain things, brothers and sisters, that because the way that the Father, through the Son, wanted to set it up, he didn't tell us that. Matthew 13:34. Again, we were just reading John 16. Matthew 13:34 says, all of these things Jesus spake to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak to them without a parable. Let's read the same thing, Matthew 13:34, in the New Living Translation. 1334, New Living Translation. Jesus always uses stories and illustrations like these when speaking to crowds. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. Matthew 13:34. So everything that we have, again, is a parable. Now, again, we know that a parable just represents it's a story that represents something else. So when you read the Bible, you got to understand that there is a story that represents, or it has dual meaning. It has an outside meaning and an inside meaning. So according to the scriptures, which we have just read, the Bible has an inside meaning and an outside meaning. It has a hidden, if you want to use the word hidden, a hidden meaning. So now we have to understand what that hidden meaning is. Because when we look at it, again, we have to make sure going forward, because I'm going to explain during this series that the concealed things inside the Bible have been revealed. So now we can plainly see everything concerning the Creator. Because remember, he says that he purposely hid things about the Father. He didn't purposely hide all things. He specifically hid things about the Father, because no man has seen the Father. So now we're coming to the point where we can start to understand things about the Father. That's what I'm going to be discussing during the series, the Father. And I'm going to show you plainly Mark 8:32. Mark 8:32. And he spake plainly about these things. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. John 10:6. John 10:6. Jesus used this figure of speech. But the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. So Jesus always used figures of speech. But people couldn't understand what he was saying. That's what's happening today. Most of us teach a lot of the stuff that I didn't talk about. People, they can't understand because they don't understand it's a figure of speech. Now, I am specifically addressing, again, how to connect with the Father through your corporate DNA. That's what I'm specifically focusing on. Now, I've already talked about my book, The Key of Knowledge. Everyone should already have that book because in that book, it breaks down Luke chapter 11, verse 52. Luke 11, verse 52. It says, woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You cannot enter in, and you prevent other people from entering in. Again, I'm paraphrasing. John 16:25. What does that mean? John 16:25 says that these concealed things, what concealed things? The things that are concealed is the ancient sacred knowledge of the uncorruptible seed. Now, we talked about the corruptible seed and the uncorruptible seed. It says that we were born of the corruptible seed. We're going to break down that during the series. And it says now we must be born of the incorruptible seed. So you cannot enter into heaven unless you are born of the incorruptible seed. Now, there's a lot of people saying a lot of stuff. And what I'm going to share with you, because it's metaphysical in nature, the foundation of this next series, if you have an opportunity, please read First Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Because I am going to show you your corporate purpose. That is being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:23. Romans 8:15. Now, that's a code. So everything that I just said is a code. So you read it, but you understand it, because the word corrupt today does not communicate the true meaning that it meant back then. So when I say the word corrupt, you know, we tend to think about something that lacks integrity, something that is dishonest. But the word corrupt means perish. It means die. It means death. It means to disappear physically and spiritually. And so there is a seed that brings about death, then there's a seed that brings about life. So when I say being born of the incorruptible seed, I'm talking about being born of the seed of Christ. Christ consciousness is the incorruptible seed. And so this seed, again, Christ consciousness, what does that mean, though? Anybody, I have the Christ consciousness metaphysical or messianic assembly. Now, I'm still praying about actually doing the actual physical location and building. I may do that to offer an alternative to the traditional church. Because what I teach and what I believe is totally different from what a lot of people teach and what a lot of people believe. So I'm still praying about that. Romans 8:15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that you are, or that we are, the children of God. Notice the Spirit bears witness. So we are born again, incorruptible seed. Then we become a child of God. And it's very important, because why are we children? Because we are the seed of God. And as a seed grows. Every plant starts as a seed, and it grows into the plant. Well, that's why we're called children, because children are born babies, and then they grow. Romans 8:17. And if you are children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8:17. So Romans 8:17 says that we, once we are born again, once we receive the Spirit, not the Spirit, notice the different two spirits. Romans 8:15. The incorruptible seed gives you the spirit of bondage again to fear. Anybody in fear? Anybody in bondage? You got the wrong seed, homie. See, the corruptible seed leads you in bondage and in fear. But the incorruptible seed, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what's going on in your life, you have the spirit of adoption whereby you cry, Abba Father. Meaning, something goes wrong, you cry out to the Father. Why? You're an heir. So that's, for us to comprehend the word heirs of God, that is a powerful truth. So if you can wrap your brain around it, what Romans 8:17 is saying is that we have this new, again, we've been transformed. I'm going to break down how this transformation takes place using science, using biology, using physics. Because now the new birth, the new spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit is a seed. And because it is a seed of God in or through Christ in me, this seed is incorruptible. It cannot decay, it cannot perish, and it cannot cease to exist. It falls in line with energy. It's not created, can't be destroyed, it's just be transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we take this seed, this energy, this entity, this emotion, and we transform it from an emotion of fear into an emotion of faith. And that is the beginning of the germination. We're going to break down that word, the germination process of your seed. Everybody has been given a seed of faith. And so how you choose to develop that seed, that spiritual side of your life and your corporate purpose is how you develop into what is called eternal life through your personal, private, productive relationship with God the Father through the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the set-apart one. Because it is the Holy Spirit that leads you and guides you in all truth. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 1. Now let's read 23-25. This is the foundation of this new series that starts Saturday. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God. Notice how you're born again. By the word of God, which liveth and abides forever. So the word of God liveth and abides forever. So if you want to live and abide forever, you need the word of God. But the word of God is given figuratively. Nobody can understand it. It's a parable. So unless you can see clearly, what people give you is not, they give you a parable. That's what we have in Christendom today. Not all, but a lot. They got parables. Verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of men is as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof fadeth away. Let me say that again. 1 Peter 1:24. For all flesh, no, it didn't say all, 50%. No, 75, 25. No, it says all flesh. All flesh is as grass. And all the glory of men, so I don't care how great you are, all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. So all flesh withers and falls away. Peter 1:25. We read 23, 24, 25. But the word of the Lord endures forever. What endures forever, brother? What endures forever, sister? The word of the Reverend Dr. Bishop? The word of Brother Will? No, the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So this new spiritual birth is a seed, and it is incorruptible. Because this new birth, again, is the Spirit of God put into man in the measure that each man is needed. Because every man is given the measure of faith. Every man is given it. And so what we must understand is that this Spirit, again, is a new birth. And this new birth is a seed. So during this series, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the germination seed process of God that removes what? Ancient, mystical, metaphysical, sacred knowledge about the uncorrupted truth. So Jesus spoke in parables, metaphors, you know, allegories, riddles, symbolism, fables, myths, stories. But the time is coming, and the time is now. Now is the time when the true Christos is going to be revealed. He's not speaking in parables any longer, but he's revealing the uncorruptible sacred knowledge by which everything is plainly seen. How to reconnect spiritually and consciously with the Father. That's what this series is about. So we're going to take what is hidden, and we're going to reveal it. We are going to become one with Christ. The germ seed of love is the redeeming power from death. So we got to understand, again, the seed that is fused inside of mortal man that makes him immortal. This seed, once you understand, changes one very, very powerful word. Because on the physical side, the word is orgasm. The word orgasm actually, now we know orgasm as a sexual term. But the word orgasm comes from the word organism. So when you have an orgasm, you are creating an organism. And so we have to break down this seed, because when you have an orgasm, men release semen. And it is the semen or the semen that is the seed. So our physical act of having an orgasm is a metaphor, a parable for the spiritual act of creating an organism. And it is the open understanding of the sexual act that is an exact mirror of the spiritual act. And so instead of you having an orgasm, you should be having an organism. But we don't understand, because we don't understand the metaphorical relationship between the physical body. That is why the body is the temple of the Ruach, or the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit. And it is so important, because all of these allegorical terms and stories, everything that you do in the body physically is an indication of something that you should be doing in the spirit spiritually. So when you have an urge to eat, that means that that's your spirit telling you that you have an urge to eat spiritually. So when you have an urge to have sex, that's your spirit telling you you have an urge to have sex spiritually. If you have an urge, every physical expression is an indication of a spiritual lack of understanding. Every physical expression is an indication of a failure to take advantage of a spiritual opportunity. And it is by looking at the act of physicality that we are able to understand spirituality. Without understanding the physicality, we don't understand the spirituality, because the spirituality, again, is manifested in the physicality. And it is through the understanding of the physical that we can find access to the spiritual, and vice versa. That is what this series is all about. That is how we're going to blow some cookies. Because we're going to start, and I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify this profound truth. And that is, all mankind was created for eternity. We are the offspring of God. God is spirit, so are you. You were created, and you were designed by your creator. But we can't comprehend. We don't understand. We don't understand that God, again, created or allowed us to be created for a reason and for a season. And we have to wrap our brains around the seed process, because the Spirit of God is inside of the seed and it's placed inside of you. And so during this series, again, we're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, and breaking this down for you, so that way, without a shadow of a doubt, you would understand this process of, again, returning back to source and fulfilling your God-ordained diakonia. So the redeeming power from death is the forbidden fruit that it talks about inside of the garden. This separated or divided you from the creating, from the creator, or from the organism, and replaced the organism with the orgasm. And so now the creating spirit of God, because he's not physical, there is a conflict between the flesh and the spirit. These conflicting fallen angels want you to focus on orgasms, but your spirit wants you to focus on organisms. And now we must understand how we have consumed the forbidden fruit. And we must understand that this is where organisms become one with Christ by understanding the spiritual interchange between the corruptible and the incorruptible spirit. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand the biblical word for firstborn. Because once we break down this word, and again, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this word, that gives the English word firstborn, the Greek word prototikos. Prototikos will give us this word protos, which gives the English word proton. Nuclear or atomic or adamic or adamu. It is an allegory, like the Bible says in John 16:25. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is going to be a powerful series. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. The series starts this Saturday. Again, this Saturday, which is tomorrow, series pops off tomorrow, Saturday, October the 31st. I think almost is Halloween. Is that Halloween? And again, who cares, you know, but hey, time goes on. So, you know, you guys know I don't, you know, partake in that holiday. I only partake in holy days. So, again, 7 p.m., everything has been recorded. So if you do take the kids out, again, I will be able to email the entire thing once it's completed. And if you would like each version or each episode at the conclusion, as always, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and I'll get that session or that episode out to you if you miss it. So my brothers and my sisters, again, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to him for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.